The rest of the story. In 1928, a pilot was flying high over County Norfolk, and as he looked out over the sprawling English farmland, he beheld something, well, something impossible. For there in the fields of barley and corn, parched by the summer's drought, he could see a massive pattern, a design far too purposeful in appearance to have been an accident of nature. Trembling at the awesome unknown that seemed to be looming up all around him, speaking to him in silence from the fields where it slept, the flyer fumbled for his camera. These many decades later, I'm staring at a copy of the aerial photograph that pilot took on that summer day, and I am imagining the incredulous reaction of the editor of the Times when the photo was first handed to him, for surely it seemed as though a majestic, unseen hand had inscribed a cryptic message in the crops, discernible only in the age when humankind had grown clever enough to fly. Well, today, crop circles, so-called many of them, phenomenally intricate, have been observed from the air the world over. They're the stuff of midnight conjectures and motion pictures. Usually in fields of wheat, usually in England, they appear at sunrise, where there is nothing but growing grain the evening before. The circular depressions, where crops appear to have been gently tramped, are often 100 feet or more in diameter. There may be many such circles in a solitary design. Aliens have been credited and have been blamed, and wind currents and ball lightning and hypothetical phenomena called plasma vortices. Well, here and there, hoaxers have come forward, confessing their mischief and displaying their crop-flattening contraptions. But Americans, the huge grid-like design seen and photographed by that English pilot in 1928 was no hoax. That was demonstrably, undeniably real. The results of something substantial, which lay just beneath the soil in which those drought-thirsty crops struggled to grow. For in those areas where the soil was shallow, less water was retained, which meant the corn there would quickly ripen and die, while the rest would remain green. Hence the gigantic pattern. For you see, once upon the times, when Romans colonized eastern England, they built a town. They built a community with temples and towers and timber-framed houses and gravel roads and stone walls. And it was the drought lines made by those ancient roads and walls, now submerged in the sands of time, which the pilot saw and photographed. The town was excavated, of course, in 1934, and when archaeologists had gathered the information they sought, they carefully reinterred the historic remains, buried it again in order to protect the remains from the weather. The town sleeps there still beneath the sod. And it bears mentioning that through the centuries recent, the denizens of Norfolk call it haunted countryside, that farmland from which at twilight rose ghosts of could they be Roman legions marching till the dawn? That was before anybody learned the secret of the corn. But now you know the rest.